Welcome, friends, to the God Friended Me podcast by Fantastic Geek. My name is Matt, and joining me, as always, is Pete. Good day, Pete.
Good day, Matt. The God Friended Me podcast by Fantastic Geek for episode 114, The Trouble with the Curve, comes your way now.
Pete, this an episode written by Safi M. Dree, who wrote the episode Unfriended, and directed by Victor Nelly Jr., who has helmed episodes of Superstore, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and The Goldbergs. But Pete, we start with some bigger news since last we spoke about God Friend of Me.
Yes, nearly a month here, Matt, this kind of mini hiatus. We have a second season renewal. So huge congratulations to everybody at God Friended Me, particularly co-creators and showrunners Stephen Lillian and Brian Winbrandt. Much, much deserved. Congratulations, guys. And we look forward to bringing you the second season next TV season.
So, Pete, does that mean that last night's episode with the 0.7 rating and 7.19 million viewers, should we be concerned? Is CBS trying to kill off the show? Does it hate optimism? Is it a vote of no confidence that the show is going to not be on next week?
Not as much as Marvel Netflix.
But Pete, let's keep talking schedule. Let's update our schedule, that is. We'll be headed to the God Friended Me panel at New York City's Paley Center on February 27th.
What God Friended Me panel would be complete without Fantastic Geek showing up there? Super excited to see all of our creatives and our cast members there. So get your questions in that you'd like us to fire off.
As for the show, it will return on March 3rd with another episode definitely scheduled for March 10th. Indeed, programming prognosticators say this show may run interrupted until April 14th. That would be episode 20. Does that make it the season finale?
We'll have to see. We have still not gotten a confirmation as to 20 episodes or a more traditional 22-episode run. So definitely making us sweat this, Matt.
Well, time will tell with that, as it does all things.
Let's take a stroll through our eightfold path to enlightenment about this episode. Miles is in the middle of recording his podcast when his sister and new roommate, Allie, enters, not realizing he's in the middle of recording his podcast. But he's got to get to work. And then he's there, talking with pal Rakesh about Rakesh's job upgrade and the dislike of those under him. Miles gets a reminder. He's off to lunch with Kara, but Rakesh has to stay put. At lunch, Miles wonders if his life is where it's supposed to be, in his 30s and trying to get his podcast off the ground. He runs into old pal Cal, his former high school best friend, who, ding, a new friend suggestion puts that backstory on pause. Derek Gomez plays baseball for Miles' old high school.
At the Reverend Arthur Finer's church, a member of the diocese asks if Arthur needs help running everything at the church. The diocese sure thinks so. On to the baseball diamond of old, Miles is given a chance to talk about the old days of Cal's pitching and Miles' catching. The duo weren't on the same page and lost the big game and their friendship. Cal headed to the minor leagues and eventual injury, but not before Miles said something he regrets.
Cal's happy to talk up Derek and give Miles some credit for his catching game. Derek's a good kid with a mom who runs a bakery. Maybe they, Cal and Miles, can catch up at Allie's bar. Meanwhile, at Identity Seal, no one is going to work for Rakesh, who's pejoratively known as the headset from customer service. And that puts Rakesh in a jam. Also in a jam is Derek, who's talking to a sports agent, as made clear by the expositionally explained license plate. Uh-oh. But also ready, set, bake, into mom's bakery they go. Mom wants him to study hard and work hard. Bueno, mamacita. Derek leaves, and mom is sure he's headed for college and not the minors.
K Cal, Kara, and Miles meet up at the bar, with the affable Cal retelling the story of the big game as a little miscommunication. They also info share about Derek's skipping college, but Coach isn't concerned. He gets a call from Derek's mom. Now he's concerned, since Derek may be hanging out at a 21 and up club down in Chelsea. On the way, they talk about the podcast and competition. Sure enough, Derek's sipping the $400 tequila, but it's on the house. Coach Cal reminds him that drinking in the club isn't the way to help your future, son.
Back at Harlem Episcopal, Andrew is blessed to be helping out Arthur Finer. Andrew was studying astrophysics at Harvard and found God and science. He's also got ideas about using social media to leverage a better connection with the community. Meanwhile, at Miles' apartment, everyone is brought up to speed and Rakesh is asked to search up the agent and give Rakesh help about dealing with his team. The agent, though, Pete Garrity, and old Pete has been buying the drinks at the club.
Arthur's getting ready for dinner with Trish, sharing his concerns that the diocese may be thinking about his retirement. Clearly, unretired is the fast-talking Pete Garrity, who isn't ready to pump the brakes on the draft. It's what Derek wants, and Cal's in on it, to be hired as a pitching coach in the minors, too. Miles confronts Cal, and the coach fesses up. But this is for Derek's sake, or is it for Cal's sake? Cal's lied about something else, too, the career-ending injury. He simply washed out of the minor leagues.
Back at Identity Seal, Rakesh and Tom have a double bet. First one to hack the firewall wins, and the loser quits. Tom types, Rakesh sips a soda, then talks and tiptoes into an easy victory. The team literally comes to Rakesh's side, and the screen reads, "Firewall breached." Back at Arthur's house, Trish's dinner is dynamite. And Allie and Miles agree, though it takes a hot second for Miles to talk about this week's mission for the podcast, updating the family on the A-plot. Dad's suggestion, see Derek throw. So Miles does that, just hanging out with the boy. Derek pitches and Miles catches. The boy brings the heat, but when a changeup is called, it's not there, which means he's not ready for the bigs.
But has Miles gotten through to Cal? At the draft announcement, Miles tells the truth. Stay in school, fella. Cal realizes Miles is right. Meanwhile, Arthur is ready to accept Andrew and his new ideas. It's all worked out. And hey, maybe Miles should listen to Kara's new idea of sending his podcast to Freeverse, the new podcast group. Also ready for new ideas, Rakesh's new team. Except for Tom, who's ready to bounce. But Rakesh's boss is pleased with him, and the mysterious billionaire Simon Hayes wants to meet Rakesh next week. Next episode. Also in the future, the diocese may indeed be looking to boot Arthur, but that's next week's problem. The moral of today's story, don't be afraid to share that podcast. The bow on the story, Cal and Miles meet up at Yankee Stadium, set up for football, meet CC Sabathia, and play a game of catch.
And now it's time to step into the confessional. Matt, let's begin with perhaps the most pressing story issue, the Reverend Arthur Finer on thin ice.
This development surprised me for a couple of reasons. A, it had me wondering, you know, like, there's no way this show is actually trying to, you know, move the actor along or anything like that. I think, A, it's Joe Morton, beloved icon of many of these generations. But, you know, kind of like, oh, does he want to move on, this, that, the other? Then I said, wait a minute, hold on. This is an opportunity, I think, story-wise, to give the character something more to do other than to kind of be at an intersection of, oh boy, this week's person attended your church once, so now we can go see Joe Morton and have him in scenes. This kind of gives him his own little mini storyline, which is a good thing. for the actor, for the show. However, Pete, for Arthur Finer, maybe not a good thing being told, hey, it's time to start to shuffle along and we want to put some pressure here, at least as far as he knows. And of course, we, the audience, know that they really want him to be having a landing plan in place in terms of stepping down full time.
The introduction of the character of Andrew raises a couple of concerns as far as Arthur is concerned. First, as we see, it gives them a possible replacement. Secondly, his embracing of social media is interesting. We'll put a pin in that for a moment. And then third, we've had the bumps this season that Arthur has had, what with his brother's embezzlement of funds, and now this could all be coming to a head with the unaware Andrew.
I think it's an interesting place that the show can go in the future. I get a really, really affable vibe off of Andrew, and I can't wait to see where they head with this particular storyline.
Well, could Andrew run or be running something called the God account, Matt?
Well, we did get that line, you know, Harvard. It is Harvard astrophysics and not Harvard, you know, computer programming.
What, the Fibonacci?
I mean, Pete, you know I try and avoid spoilers. I know that we have more on that front coming in terms of casting news and this and that, the other. I don't know if it's literally next week, although there was discussion of next week within the episode or in the near future, things need to get dealt with in the person of Simon Hayes. But I think the show might run the risk of everything being, you know, too much of a small world in terms of if Arthur Finer's world of running the church and the church hierarchy and whatnot, if that has a direct, you know, if that crosses paths directly with the God account and Simon Hayes and all of that, it might be a little too kind of cutesy wootsy and not feel as though he is a character that's in charge of his own, you know, his own way in the world, fictional as it might be.
I think they've done a really good job of not making it seem like a city of 8 million people is the tiniest, most intertwined thing ever. The use of the Fibonacci spiral to continue to close the loop tighter and tighter has been a fine line to walk, and I think one that's been done well. And what do you know, we have the renewal for a second season. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who pops up on our screen as Simon Hayes and if that indeed does happen in that next episode slated to air on March 3rd.
Pete, here's an optimistic theory. Just as they have given Arthur this kind of new story stuff to deal with in the coming episodes so that he can be separate somewhat from the main story of the God account, let's hope that they do that for Kara as well. I'm always concerned in episodes where she's the tag-along, and in this episode, she is solely tagging along. Oh, except for passing reference to how she's really successful at her writing thing that we don't see her do.
Yeah, and I think this might be something that could come up at the Paley Center in terms of both Kara and some of the female characters in terms of their ultimate utilization. They showed us in the previously on segment Allie and the difficulty she had had with her girlfriend Dee, and how is she utilized in this episode? She interrupts the podcast. So really hoping that as we head towards the season one finale, we get a lot more out of Kara and Allie and Trish.
I do have to wonder, Pete, in terms of this being episode 114, to what degree was the first half of the season really kind of worked on, let's say, before the show went to series? I'm certainly not suggesting that there was zero plan for this back portion, but maybe it's like, you know, if we get to that second half, then we will, you know, then we're going to put in place more stuff for these characters. Maybe we're beginning to see that here with Arthur Finer, and perhaps it will be spread to the ladies as well.
Some interesting stuff, what with the end of the episode at Yankee Stadium. So just talking off mic when they might have filmed this, seems like December was the time. There was a college football game hosted by Yankee Stadium in late December. That, of course, being the Pinstripe Bowl between Wisconsin and Miami, that Wisconsin absolutely blew the doors off them. But that CC Sabathia shows up, Matt. One, he has since announced his retirement effective at the end of the 2019 season. Two, it was announced within the last month to 6 weeks, he had actually had a stent put in his heart. He had heart surgery. So God friend in him?
It would seem so. I mean, he gets the you know, tipping of the hat here, showing up as a genuine Yankee, a bases ball player, etc. And looks like hopefully health and good sentiment has only continued for him since then. Pete, on the topic of baseball, I know this is something we had discussed over text during the episode, something I think is very salient to bring up here. I think we all can agree, you know, you want to further your education in life, you want to have education as a backup if your primary direction doesn't work out, whatever it might be. But specifically within baseball, should you go to college for 4 years, or should you take your roll the dice and get drafted and go to the minor leagues?
Baseball, Major League Baseball specifically, has one of the least educated talent bases. They have the fewest numbers of college educated athletes. Having worked in Major League Baseball locker rooms, it definitely shows. Not that there aren't fine people, but sometimes there is a level of immaturity you don't necessarily see elsewhere, as opposed to some other sports that have spent some time in college classes.
So certainly Miles is heart in the right place, even if it's not maybe the best career choice, maybe, for Derek.
What are people saying on the horn?
Pete, couple of tweets here. First is from our pal Bob Keeley, who says, I've come to expect a twist that I didn't expect in God Friended Me. There wasn't one this week. A mild disappointment, but overall, still a fun watch. Also, tweet from Peter, that's at Tweet Scala, who says, the wait begins for another edition of the God Friended Me podcast by Fantastic Geek. Peter, the wait is over. Good news. I surely enjoyed the episode, even though it featured my team rival, Yanks. A lot of lessons were learned in this episode, honesty especially. Yes, I'm a Mets fan, just like Peter J. Kettler.
Hey, the best fans are Mets fans.
It did make me wonder, Pete. I believe I'm correct in saying that Stephen Lillian, co-creator of the show, is a Mets fan
He is as well, yep.
So I think I understand, Pete. He had to make the best product possible, one that would play across the great nation and beyond, and the Yankee brand name a bit more, you know, recognizable, blah, blah, blah. So he probably, you know, he took one for the team, Pete, for his team of God Friended Me, and he made the show a little bit better for the 7 million plus who watched it, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Pete, what are you hearing on the horn on your end?
On the Fantastic Geek Facebook page, Matt, in response to the previous episode, 113, Miracle on 23rd Street, JT Atkins writes in, I'm guessing the AI predictive analytics connection can't be avoided, but it will turn out that something or someone has taken over the program, kind of like Quantum Leap. It started with technology, but something the tech heads don't understand has taken it over. There. I said it. And I responded to JT saying, or you predicted it analytically. And he said, yep, and then responded with a picture of Scott Bakula's character from Quantum Leap saying, "Oh boy."
As we've talked about before, one of the tensions that the show exists in is this question of the account, man-made or divine. And I think that JT is suggesting an answer that gives us both, which could be, yes, somebody put together 1 + 1 = 2, but then this thing learned, you know, through machine learning and things that we've heard about, you know, AI, things like that, that are real things now. Now it's learned to take it to the next step. Well, what's factoring in 1 + 1 = 2, and then now it takes it to 4. Is it AI? Is it divine? It kind of gets the story back to this unclear place, which is a compliment, because we can't have at the end of the day, you know, we can't have God come down and say, "You were right, Miles," you know, like that kind of thing. So good suggestion there from JT.
Kind of like, Matt, when an email for God Friended Me at the Paley Center winds up in your inbox.
That's true. Really, really looking forward to seeing the cast and crew there. Wondering if we'll see any of the New York City area podcast listeners there as well.
Hit us up.
Yeah. Anytime that we've been to the Paley Center for TV stuff, it's always a really, really nice time. It's a smaller space. You kind of really feel, you know, you feel that you're seeing these people talk about it in an intimate setting, and I don't know, can't wait to go. It's going to be here before we know it.
But whether or not you can rub elbows with Fantastic Geek in person, Matt, there's always an opportunity online.
There is, particularly helping the podcast continue to do its thing. You can head over to patreon.com/fantasticgeek and lend a hand with the bleeps and the bloops and all the bandwidth and all the stuff that Rakesh says and none of us understand. We have those too.
Everybody who contributes gets access to exclusive podcast content, and there's all sorts of from there. So whether you're at the billionaire, I just buy things and then Rakesh comes in and manages them level, or if you're on the street like Kara and Miles and all our other characters running down this mystery, there's a place for you in our story.
And of course, Pete, the best treat is being able to talk to you on Twitter. That's a freebie. How can people do so?
You can find me on Twitter at Peter, P-I-E-T-E-R, J-K-E-T-E-L-A-A-R, 10,311 followers. Can't be wrong.
And while I'm personally on Twitter as Looking Back Lost, do be in touch with the podcast. You can tweet at Fantastic Geek. In fact, Pete, we got a recent follow on our podcast about a show for a guy who has a podcast and a God account follows him. Our Twitter recently got the follow from the God Friended Me account. So that's the snake eating its tail inside a black hole or something like that. But tweet at us at Fantastic Geek. Also, same name for the Instagram and the Gmail. Make sure you leave a comment on fantasticgeek.com as well. But wait, Pete, there's more.
Facebook.com/FantasticGeek with the PH, all one word, like it today. Your experience with God Friended Me is incomplete unless you like the unofficial, official podcast of the show.
Well, Pete, we will be back in 2 weeks' time to talk the next episode of God Friended Me. In the interim, we have our Star Trek Discovery podcast continuing. We have some Punisher news and discussion to wrap up. Some Jessica Jones as well on the horizon. But again, for God Friended Me, can't wait to be back in 2 weeks' time to see what's going on with our crew there in NYC. With that, Pete, I will say adios to all our listeners and give you the final word.
Baseball is like church. Many attend and few understand.